Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and welcome to another wonderful part of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development. This is going to be part number 10 of the return of the King. That's you. And now comes the days of the kingdom. That's the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we are continuing in those words and thoughts that I had to teach myself. I had to learn so I could help you understand those unseen spiritual truths and concepts that you don't hear normally in religion or hear about in sermons or in songs or from your fellowshipping time with others. So I want to pick up in part number 10. We had been working through sort of some scriptures of Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and Isaiah 61 and 62. I'm going to get back to Genesis 1, 26 through 28, because we've been working through Genesis to see how in the world we got this everlasting covenant of being kings. And we'll get to that when we finish this series of the King and Kingdom part. Right now, we're going to pick up in probably, I would call it, a continuation of part number 17 of words and concepts that I had to learn and I had to understand spiritually, and then transfer that to my soul about who I was and what I was to do here on the planet. I was to be a king from a kingdom, and I was to be a warrior and a soldier, and I was to do certain things to help you come out of your dungeon cells of darkness and ignorance, out of your slavery to a spiritual adversary that you may not even know, both a spiritual one named Satan, and to the lust of your eyes, the lust of your flesh, and the pride of life. So let's pick up first with prayer. Dear God of the kingdom of heaven, the God of creation, the God of all things, we thank you for being a teacher to us, giving us your truth, your knowledge, your light, that we may grow and learn. We thank you that your everlasting covenant was always chasing us, going ahead of us, trying to help us to see what we could not see. Oh, many of our ancestors, Father, ancient Egyptians and Greeks, they believed they were gods on earth. And they were the son of heaven, and they were, but they were blind by the flesh. They didn't really have the spiritual identity yet. But thank you for staying steady with your everlasting covenant through many teachers, many ages, many civilizations and times. You never gave up on humanity. You never gave up on helping us to understand that we are your offspring, your children, your kings here on planet Earth. And we have a work to do in service to you. And thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Amen. All right. We're still in a part number 17 of many things I had to learn about myself. I had to learn I was too spiritual. Open spiritual doors of a spiritual prison. And I had to learn that you, little one, were in a spiritual prison. You were encased by bars. You were blocked and guarded. Your whole spiritual man had sunk down into the deep darkness, the quicksand of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. You had become Satan yourself. an adversary of God. And I was to come and proclaim to you, preach and prophesy and sing and tell you a spiritual truth you did not know yet, that you could be free. You could have a spiritual circumcision and come up out of that dark place. You could stop serving Satan and his kingdom. You could be spiritually free. And you could be no longer a spiritual captive, a slave, bondservant, in spiritual captivity to Satan's kingdom of evil and wicked, death, separation from God, that you could have freedom and a new life. Number 18. As a spiritual representative, a king, I was also a shepherd, a mother, a teacher, a pastor, an apostle, a sent one. I was to spiritually feed you, lead you to good water, good food, and provide you the anchor of your soul, agape love. I was to become your spiritual mother, where you could nurse at my breast my words, and you would learn to feed on the milk of the word, agape love. You would become spiritual babies when you were born again, out of a different womb than out of the womb of the flesh. You would be born out of the womb of God himself, his mother's side, of the kingdom of heaven. And you would drink in his warm, sweet milk of his agape love that would come through me by many different ways. And you would slowly be anchored in your soul and spirit in his love for you. And as a spiritual shepherd, a teacher, a pastor, a mother, I was to spiritually feed you. You were like spiritual children in the kingdom of heaven, increasing your spiritual food, which are words of truth and light, to eventually getting to stronger spiritual food, more deeper spiritual revelations called the meat of the word, to help you grow up spiritually into a spiritually mature child of God, of the kingdom of heaven. You would become a Lord on earth, his God of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Our ancestors way back had it right. You were a son of heaven. You are a God yourself. Well, you wait till you learn that. I had to. So that you could fully release him, his words, his righteousness, his laws, his powers into the atmosphere, in the earth, on the earth, through nature, through humanity, for his spiritual purposes, his business. Of God, of the kingdom of heaven, God, the Most High. We were in a colony. He built the earth for us so we could represent him spiritually through our flesh, but that got all messed up. We were to spiritually collaborate with him, be in counsel with him, and we were given his Holy Teacher, called the Holy Spirit, to be in our spirit. He was to be our comforter, to tutor us and teach us and talk to us and lead us, helping us to renew our new minds, building us up in the faith of God himself, learning how to be obedient to God's words, how to take tests and go through trials of our faith, and learning how to be with God in silent times, good times, and bad times. We were to also spiritually serve in the kingdom of heaven as we were led I minister spiritually. I do battle, warfare. I go to nations and people. I never leave my home. But I can speak the word on videos. Some of you are called to be musicians, singers, cartoonists, out in the world, be on the football field, the soccer field, and speak. We all must go where we have been called to go. But before you could be sent, you had to be trained, taught, supervised, just like a baby, learning how to walk, falls down a lot, and further would adventure out further and further from his mama, anchored in her love, security, and comfort. My job was to spiritually complete all my missions, my commandments that were given to me here on earth for his kingship, the King, the Lord, God's purposes and desires. I serve no one but him, and I answer to no one but him. And I was to fulfill his missions that he was to give to me. And sometimes it's not to be like you, or to do things the way religion tells me to do it. I was different. And each one of us will be different. God has a plan for each one of us to use our skills, our talents, for his purposes. I had to fulfill the missions that were given to me. I go where he tells me to go. If he tells me don't go, I don't go. If he tells me to stop, I stop. And then the fullness of the Holy Spirit would be given to me. Gifts to work spiritually. But only if I had dedicated my life and the glory to him. And I would give him the glory. I do that even on LinkedIn, talking to kings and rulers and presidents. God needs to get the glory and nobody else. I had to be instructed, taught, tested, tried, go through elementary school, middle school, high school, college, before I could be sent. Test, test, test. Trials, trials, trials. My faith had to be tested. My obedience had to be tested. My knowledge had to be tested. My love for you had to be tested. Testing, testing, trials, trials. And you will get that too before you can be trusted by him. And before he would give you all the authority and dominion and tools you would need, the gifts, angels. You know why I got 13 of them? 12 of them stand around me and one, Samuel, the big one, is there. They go with me everywhere. They don't talk to me and I don't talk to them. They know their job and I know what their job is. Spiritual protection. Now, I'll tell you a true story. One time, Satan himself, if you believe in him, was walking down my hallway in my house, coming to get me spiritually. And I saw him coming, laying in my bed with my husband. And I said, God, what do I do? And Samuel folded his wings over me spiritually. And I became invisible to Satan himself. I was physically in my bed, but spiritually, where Satan lives, he could not see me, hear me, or detect me. And I was given spiritual gifts, discerning of spirits, so I could hear, peer into, and see the realm of the spirits. I'd be given spiritual knowledge, wisdom, when I needed it. I would be given all the gifts as they were needed. I just had to be spiritually prepared. I would be given spiritual wisdom, knowledge, understanding as I needed it. So I want to stop right here today. Learn from me in my life so that you too can walk this road that I walked. I'll encourage you I'll say, come on, you can do it. I'll teach you. I'll show you my way. You can watch my story in the King's International Spiritual Care University. I had to challenge beliefs of religion, thoughts and ideas and concepts. I had to learn to see and believe things that others did not believe. And your walk will be about the same. You'll come out of ignorance and darkness into truth and light. And it will shock you. But slowly you'll get there, and slowly God will work with you. So you be encouraged. The days of you being a king of the kingdom of heaven are near. They are here. The kingdom is here. Many of us have found it, and we are kings. We are warriors and soldiers, and we do battle. We don't play in religion. We don't fellowship like you do. I don't even go to a church. I am in church and spiritual prayer and studying with God daily. And I never leave my home. I am a silent warrior. I might be considered a Navy SEAL, an Army Ranger, a Mossad, a secret agent sent behind enemy lines to help you get free. So you be encouraged. There's a lot to learn, a lot of growing, a lot of knowledge to gain. And I'll see you again on the next part, and it should be part number 11 of this King and Kingdom series, Leadership Development for You, a King of the Kingdom of Heaven. And we will learn that you are to return as a king. And when you do, then the days of the Kingdom of Heaven will be on the earth. All of nature will see it and hear it and believe it. And you too. So you be encouraged. And I'll see you on the next video of the King and Kingdom series, Leadership Development for You. Bye-bye.